Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today I'd like to talk about small changes. Now, as you know, if you heard the last episode, I introduced the concept of my book, which is coming out next January. And I said that over the next few weeks, I'm going to pick on little themes that are in the book and do some short bite-sized episodes. So today's one is all about small changes. Now, small changes are exactly that. They're small changes. And they can be really, really powerful, particularly if you remove something that is hindering you in your lifestyle and add something in that might support it. It's a very simple concept, but it's a little bit like when you're twisting the bolt off your tire and you're pushing down with your left hand and up with your right hand. You get extra purchase, you get this extra torque, you know, this force that works because your left hand and your right hand, although they're going in opposite directions, are sort of pushing towards the same goal. And health is no different. So I'm going to give you a few examples, common examples, of everyday conditions that people struggle with that lend themselves quite well to this idea of small changes. And by that, what I mean in particular is removing something that, as I said, is hindering you and adding something in that could support you. But they're small. I'm not talking about anything major. So let's start with cramps. So I see so many people with cramps. And as you know, my method is I always start with asking someone about their typical day. It's an exercise that I think is just useful to do now and again if you're not feeling well, because so many things jump out at you about your own habits and, you know, the things that you do that may be having an impact on your health. So unless there's a specific medical reason behind cramps, they're pretty common. And if you think of a symptom like cramp and look at all the things on one side of the coin that could make it worse, and then all of the things on the other side of the coin that make it better, and then think about yourself. Is there something on either side that is missing? Or is there something on either side that could be removed? So many years ago, I saw a patient who had terrible cramps. And one of the things that he was doing was drinking 4 or 5 cups of coffee a day. And not very much water. So that's quite an easy one, because caffeine encourages cramps and water tends to relieve them. So just by cutting coffee down and increasing your water intake in that particular scenario would have helped his cramps. So some people try that and then they say, well, actually I've still got cramps. They don't seem to be any better. So then you go to the next level and you look at other factors on either side of that coin that may relieve cramps. So stretching and activating your muscles can actually prevent cramp. And on the other side of the coin, if you are low on magnesium, for example, a magnesium supplement can also help relieve cramps. So again, you can try sort of one thing on either side of this coin, this imaginary coin, and if it doesn't work, you can try another thing. And eventually, the symptom will hopefully go away. So often with this kind of small change, I find the ones that are most powerful is where you're doing something in, you know, inadvertently to excess. So the 4 or 5 coffees a day that I just mentioned, some of you might be listening thinking, hang on, what's wrong with that? I have that and I'm fine. Well, you might be, but as we get older, and depending on our habits, caffeine can affect us a bit more. Some of us metabolise caffeine quickly, others don't. And our genes get expressed in different ways. So, you know, you might have been able to drink 10 coffees a day when you were 18, but probably less likely to be the case once you're 60. So these small changes also need to account for the fact that you're changing as time goes on and the environment around you is changing. Let's look at another one that I see fairly commonly. So one of the things that happens quite commonly in general practice is that I will see a child or get a call from a parent about a child who's usually between 13 and 18 months. And the story is that they've constantly had a cough or they keep getting ear infections or they have a persistently runny nose. But they were remarkably healthy up until about the age of 1. What's going on there? Well, often this is a story of something that was not that prevalent, actually, you know, 20, 25 years ago. And I certainly don't remember seeing it at the rate that we see it now. But this is likely to be the story of cow's milk protein allergy. So it's not a life-threatening allergy, the one that I'm describing, but because cow's milk intake goes up fairly dramatically at the age of 1 when you're allowed to have full cow's milk rather than formula, and it causes sort of a partial immune response, and that can manifest in many ways in this group of infants and toddlers who you know, sometimes they get suddenly get eczema when they haven't had it for the first year of life, or they start getting congested and mucousy. And again, with supervision by a doctor, obviously, removing cow's milk and replacing it with a different type of milk, such as oat milk or almond milk, as long as the child's not allergic to those, often dramatically improves things. And parents will tell you after 3 or 4 weeks, oh, you know, he smells different, or yeah, you know, his cough's completely cleared up, different child, thank you so much. And that's, again, a small change, but something that is in the routine of this child that you may not notice as a parent because it's just the norm. You know, kids drink milk and kids get colds, in inverted commas. And, of course, a lot of them are at nursery, and so you can always put it down to something else. So that's the remove bit in that case. What do we add in? Often nothing, but sometimes vitamin D, because that's recommended for many groups now in the UK as a supplement. So another sort of elegant example of small changes, removing something that might be creating a symptom and potentially adding something in that may support your health. Now, many of you will have discovered these things by accident. So in my behaviour change episode, I talk about happy accidents, and I did this with coffee. I forgot to drink. I love coffee, and it's one of these things I almost cannot function without at least 1 cup in the morning. And I forgot to drink it one day and suddenly was feeling remarkably well and less tired in the afternoon. So I went for several weeks, in fact months actually, without it, and felt much, much better. And so that small change really helped me. I mean, I do drink coffee again now, but much, much less than I did. So it might be worth, just as a fun experiment, to think about small things that you might be able to do. So this is just, this is an addendum really to bigger concepts in the health fix, but a very powerful one. Sometimes you can get dramatic results just by tweaking things. And as I said, if the first attempt doesn't work, you can dig a bit deeper and go further. Like I explained about the cramps, you know, if increasing water and reducing caffeine doesn't work, then you move to stretching and considering magnesium supplements. It doesn't matter. It depends on what you'll like. Some people will do all of it because they're just that way wired. So, but for me, simple things first is always best. Okay, so I hope that's given you something to think about. I'll be back again next week with another sliver from the Health Fix. I hope these little micro tips are helping you. Again, I'd love to hear from you if there's anything you want me to talk about specifically. In the meantime, do take care, stay well, and I will be with you again next week. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.